88.5 FM, Jeff Penfield, joined live in studio right now by Katie Tunstall, performing live at the Greek Theater tonight. Got the early set, 7 p.m., but it's going to be gorgeous there at 7 p.m.
I'm hoping there will be some early birds there to rock out. Yeah, definitely.
Well, it's going
to
be a lot of times they do under the stars, but you're going to have a gorgeous sunset behind
you. It's
going
to be beautiful, and it's such a bucket list gig for me. I've been to a few shows at the Greek, and I've never played there, so it's this tour has been great for that. Actually, we're playing Red Rocks, Colorado as well, which is another venue that I've dreamt about. So
wait, you haven't even played? Wow, that's another one too.
I know. So it's a really great trip, and also a very different tour for me, opening up for the Bare Naked Ladies on this tour with Better Than Ezra. Also,
you teamed up with Mike McCready of Pearl Jam,
the legend,
covering a legend, Tom Petty.
Covering a legend. Yeah. He and I met. We're both skiers, and we actually met up at Park City at Sundance Film Festival, and we were playing a gig. We were both playing gigs, and we sort of said then, we got on great, and we said that we'd love to do something together. Mike is an amazing supporter of female musicians, musicianship, and writers and performers. It's great to see, and he's a big fan of Brandi Carlile as well, who's another Seattle artist.
Amazing.
And so I've noticed that about Mike, and I really appreciate that about him, because it's necessary. We do need guys in the music industry to be championing women, because it's I don't know what the disparity is. Very confusing to me. I don't really understand still why there's so few girls playing in bands, and there's more than there was, but there's still but as I said, Mike is a great champion of female musicians and writers, and both of us were huge fans of Tom Petty. He was one of the, as we all know, one of the best, and a masterclass every time you listen to his music. And at the same time, we both felt pretty passionately about what was happening in the world, where we're seeing this real groundswell of people power coming together, and peaceful protests and marches, really standing up for what people believe in and standing against injustice. And it's working. I really feel like there's movement. And so here's this song that was written decades ago, and it's just the most perfect anthem still for everyone fighting the good fight, you know?
But I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down, gonna stand my now, won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I'll stand my ground, and I won't back down. Well, I know what's right. I got just one. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, I will stand my ground. And I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, yeah, I'll stand my ground. No.
you are working on some new tunes, which is great
to
hear.
I have finished a new record. It's really, really exciting time for me. I kind of last time I was here talking to you guys, which was a great pleasure, was quite a surprise because I'd sort of made an album out of nowhere. I thought I was going to take a hiatus and write music for movies for 10 years. And I drove around Mulholland Drive and PCH and listened to Tom Petty and Fleetwood Mac and ended up writing a Californian pop rock record. And it turned out that was actually the first record in a trilogy. And I decided to make three records, all with three letter names, based on spirit, body, and mind. And so Kin was the spirit record, mm-hmm. which is out already. And this new one, which I have not released the name of yet, it is a three letter title and it is all about the body and physical experience and the flaws and the downfalls and the humanness.
So how would you say, like, if someone's listening to this, how would you say that it's going to sound a little bit different from what Kin was?
It's a rock record. Mm-hmm. I was really, really delighted to be working with Nick McCarthy, who's the former guitarist and writer for Franz Ferdinand, Scottish band, great rock band. And Nick left the band and just started doing his own thing, producing, writing his own material. And working with him was a revelation. He's a superb writer. We wrote about five songs together for the record over the course of a week. It was very prolific. And he's just got this really crazy garage in East London, which has a life-sized stuffed lion hanging in the corner. He's really into dub and reggae. And so there's these like big Jamaican flags. But it's a little crazy Aladdin's cave of old synthesizers and great guitars and amps. And my LA-based drummer that I worked with on the last record and tour, Denny Weston Jr., came over to London. And we just recorded it live as a three-piece, no headphones. I could just hear the drums bleeding through the hole in the door. There was a little bit of feedback on the monitors that I could hear, but I hate headphones. I don't like that experience of recording like that. It doesn't feel anything like it feels when you're playing live. And a big problem I'll come across is that people will always come up to me after shows and say, "Oh, you're so much better live than your records." I'm like, damn it.
Yeah, that's not what you want. You want the records this, to be great because that's what you can perfect.
Yeah, but to get this energy onto records, it's alchemy because you're in a weird little soundproof room and there's no audience. So trying to recreate that adrenaline and that circuitry that happens between an audience and when you're playing, maybe I just need to like get my friends to come in and watch.
I carved a hole in the sun. Black edges, easy to get lost in there. Easy to get lost out there. I found myself underweight, trying to fill the gaps to stop the draft where the hope escapes. I gotta hold myself better, fold out just like a map of the mountains, be the successor, and let these bridges burn. Take it back, but I'm lacking anything, saying it might make it easier, but it's backlash and vinegar. Just repeat it till I went mad. And this body knows what this body never shows. Just leave it to guess it. I should write you a letter. Hold out up until the chapter, be the upsetter and watch this specter burn. So take it back, but I'm lacking anything. Saying it might make it easier, but it's backlash and vinegar.
You were the first female Grand Marshal of the Tartan Day Parade.
Yeah, so the Tartan Day Parade, I'll explain, is it's basically a big cheesy celebration. It's lovely of Scottish emigration to America and mostly New York, and every year for the last 20 years they have a Tartan Week, and the culmination of this is the Tartan Day Parade, and they close off the whole of Sixth Avenue. There's 30,000 people and multiple band, pipe bands, kind of traditional Scottish bands from all over the world, and dancers come and parade down Sixth Avenue. And I was asked if I would like to be the Grand Marshal, and the Grand Marshal leads this parade. And then I didn't really realize what it was. And so I was very delighted to do it, particularly because they'd never had a woman do it before, which was dreadful. So I was more than happy to take on that. And they said, we tried to get women before, but we couldn't get anyone who was free. And I was like, okay, whatever. Well, you know, sure. Here we are. This is good. We're making moves here. It's great. And so I was very excited about taking on the role. I didn't really understand what I was doing until I was walking back to the hotel at like 11 o'clock at night the night before. And the whole of Sixth Avenue was cordoned off with crash barriers. And I was like, oh my God, this is major. And so the next day I led the parade down Sixth Avenue. It was absolutely glorious day, just tons of people. And at the end of Sixth Avenue, there's a Grand Marshal's bus, and it's an open top bus. And I get up onto the top deck. It's open at the top. And every single pipe band and dance troupe stop and perform for me for like 2.5-3 hours. And it was, I was like the queen. It was, wow. I was basically the Queen of Scots.
So you just sat up there and they just came on by?
I was just up there in my custom tartan. And it was so cool too, because I was thinking about those old portraits of, you know, Scottish kind of hierarchical figures and royalty, and how great the aesthetic was. I was thinking about what to wear. And I thought, well, I'm not just going to wear a kilt, because I wouldn't wear that. So I actually worked with a great designer in London called Philippe Johan, and we designed this really cool kind of Vivienne Westwood-esque outfit, which was quite punk. And I also remember in these paintings that they would often have big hounds, like hunting dogs. I thought how cool it would be to highlight a rescue dog center, because I love dogs so much, and I never get to have a dog because I travel too much. So yeah. Whenever I get a chance to borrow one, I'm gonna do that. And there was this greyhound, ex-racing greyhound rescue center called Grateful Greys in New York, and we borrowed King the greyhound for the day, and he got a matching tartan jacket, and it was just heaven. It was an amazing day. But yeah, it felt necessary to really say yes to something like that. I think for me, the Me Too movement is, it's very exciting. It feels like kind of being in a tipping point while it's happening. But the really important thing is visibility for young girls. Mm-hmm. If you can't see it, you can't be it. That's a saying that I really agree with, that talk is great, but you have to be able to see people doing the things that you want to do.
Isn't very difficult doesn't take a genius to realize that sometimes life is hard. It's gonna take time, but you just have to wait. You're gonna be fine. But in the meantime, come over here, lady. Let me wipe your tears away. Come a little nearer,
Katie Tunstall, playing great theater tonight, going to be playing some good rock and roll music, if you will, opening up for Bare Naked Ladies and Better Than Ezra, 7 p.m. set. Thank you so much for stopping on by.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's 88.5 FM.